In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the people that longs to see your face. My dear Amadeus, this is the people that longs to see your face. My dear Amadeus, what does that mean, to be an Amadeo? It means to be a son of Ricardo. It means to be a son of Del Rey. What does it mean to be an Amadeo? It means to be a lover of God. Why can I be confident about you who are here today, that I can call you Amadeus? Why is that? Lovers of God, the people that long to see his face. What day of the week is it? You sure it's not a Sunday? And you're at Mass. Is it early in the morning, starting your day? Or is it smack dab in the middle of the confusion of the day, when all your stresses and anxieties and difficulties and hardships have hit? And what have you broken away from? And what are you doing? You, dear Amadeus, you are the people. That long to see his face. The first reading, St. Paul is beseeching us to live in a way that's worthy of God's call, to bear with one another through love, to strive to preserve that unity in the Spirit, that we're one, that we have that one faith, one baptism, one call, one God and Father of us all. But that unity feels ruptured at present. The bond of peace that's supposed to be in your souls, it's not there. Why? Because we know our time is short. Days are very much numbered. Far more than what they saw upon that invisible wall written by that invisible hand at the time when Nebuchadnezzar's successor, his son, was there feasting upon great succulents and using the temple treasures abusively for a feast. Where they saw upon the wall many tekel peres written upon the wall. Nobody knew how to determine it, but they were all in fear of God until they brought young Daniel, the interpreter of dreams. He was able to interpret what was going on. Many tekel peres. Your days are numbered is what that means. You've been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Our days are numbered. Maybe the world, maybe our diocese, maybe the nation has been found wanting. But not you, Amadeus. You are the people that long to see his face. That's why you're here. You understand how to interpret the signs of the time. You're making preparation, and you have been making preparation. You've been storing up graces during this time, knowing with that storm cloud over your head that maybe it will happen again. You've been awaiting this day, and it's here. But you've been preparing. And so I leave you the same way that we left long ago. You're the people that long to see his face. So seek it. Seek it where it may be found. At the back of the church, you'll find beautiful little pamphlets which you've seen before. And maybe the Lord has moved on your heart and moved you to different things. Maybe you've tucked it away in a book and forgotten about it. There are plenty at the back of the church. The devotion to the Holy Face. Take it up again. You are the Amadeus, the lovers of God. The ninth promise that our Lord Jesus Christ, that he spoke to St. Mary of St. Peter, of the Discalced Carmelites in France, said, those who have devotion to my holy face. Our Lord promised that all those who defend his cause and work of reparation by their words, by their prayers, and even by their writings, that he will defend them before his Father, and at their death he will purify their souls by stripping away all the blots of sin and restore them to their primitive beauty. Meaning what? Back to your baptismal perfection, yet retaining all the treasures and graces that you've gained through the merits of your life to lay at his feet. As the people that long to see God's face, those of you who are seeking it, even in this time where we can't be present as we would like to be, does not mean that our Lord's face is at all distant from you. Seek him this day while he may be found, for there will come a time when the destruction will be so great that there will not be one stone laid upon another. That those who have children will say to those who have not had children, how blessed are you. If this is what would happen when the wood is still green, what will happen when the wood is dry? The wood is a bit more dry now, but our Lord's graces are present to those who seek him. Continue as you are. Seek his face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.